Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Croucher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Vernon steals third. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Case steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 1 in the game. Klift strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into left field. Lobbs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lobbs. Vernon moves to third. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Croucher strikes out. 2 outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Masterson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pofahl juggles the ball. That's an error on Pofahl. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gutteridge scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0-for-2 in the game. Klift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. Klift moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Pofahl takes first base on ball 4. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Pofahl moves to second. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pofahl scores. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Masterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 2 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spence moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 3 in the game. Klift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croucher strikes out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 3 in the game. Masterson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Evans settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Evans. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn bunts for an out with unknown description. Judnick moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 4 in the game. Gutteridge bunts for an out with unknown description. Ostermueller moves to second. One out. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 4 in the game. Klift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 4 in the game. Masterson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Masterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Chartak bunts for an out with unknown description. McQuinn moves to third. Stevens moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Caster now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Case moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Case moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.